Reality Daily listeners, what is going on? It is Jeremy here. We are talking all things Challenge 39, Episode 17, and we cannot do the show without the wonderful, the amazing Mr. Naveed. Naveed, what an episode we get to talk about today.
It's been an amazing episode. You know, I was fortunate enough to avoid spoilers. I kept my eye on the time. I was like, you know, we still have some time left for drama. And the end of the episode really delivered. I can't wait to talk about it.
Absolutely. Obviously, not as we had a big episode last week, obviously, coming off of the Horacio Kylan elimination with Nerys coming out on top. And we're going to go right into the beginning of the episode where Nerys comes back to the house to the surprise of pretty much everybody. No one was thinking that Nerys was going to win that elimination. But what do you think of the house's reaction when Nerys comes back?
Someone had to help Jay pick up his jaw because he was just like repeatedly saying, "It's all you? You took them both out?" Like, it was actually pretty funny to see Nerys just being like, yep, I'm that bitch. Yep, I'm that badass. Like, I thought it was hilarious. And you know what? I'm just glad that Nerys, like, didn't hold anything back and just let him have it because they really deserved it. They were really such dick riders for Michelle and Jay the entire season. The fact that now they're trying to even, like, you know, be petty towards Nerys, I think, is just sad.
Yeah, and Nerys owes them nothing. I mean, I think this is pretty justified, and they are really close to the final. Nerys obviously doesn't have, like, no one has Nerys's back. She knows that. But Nerys is going to do something pretty interesting here. She's going to try to wiggle her way back into things, and she's going to pitch an all-girls final idea to Michelle and Olivia. That surprised me. Did that surprise you?
No, I think it's a great call, and I think, you know, Nerys is a gamer, right? Like, at the end of the day, she's going to come back, and she knows that she just can't keep going back and back into eliminations. So she just has to give something, or, like, just try something. So I like this idea of, like, an all-girls alliance, especially for, like, a finale where only there's one winner. I just think that the women in this house aren't necessarily the most, like, you know, pro feminism or like that just being the sole reason to work together type of people. So like, I think it fell on deaf ears, but like, what did you think of it? Did you think it was going to be successful?
I don't think the women are, you know, anti-feminist, but I
would
say,
but it's not like the sole reason why they would want.
I think I just have a hard time seeing, you know, like Michelle and Olivia, like, just went to bat for Jay. Like, I just have a hard time seeing them turn on him immediately, especially Michelle. Like, to me, I just thought, like, you know, it was good for the attempt for Nerys, because I do think she had to try something, but it was very, like, unlikely. And then she's like, I don't really care about Berna. So it's like, it's clear that Nerys and Berna are not going to be on the same side with this, and therefore you're not going to be on the same side with Colleen on this. So it's just like, I don't know. You're trying to go back to Mariah and Olivia and Michelle, and I feel like that's really the only place she can go. Which, I mean, she could have gone towards Jay as well, because Jay was obviously, you know, trying to protect Nerys, but obviously, you know, Nerys feels some type of way about Jay, and rightfully so. I mean, you know, Jay's whole chain really started this, you know, this point where Nerys is where she is. A lot of the reason why she is where she is because of Jay. So, I don't really blame Nerys to try, but I really think that she had no options. Like, it's win or go in, like, for Nerys at this point. Let's get into the daily, because the daily was pretty big. It's the last daily before the final. It's called Drum Roll. So it's like a big, giant rolling log that is, you know, several feet into the air, and all 10 of them are running on this log, and the first 5 to drop are going to the loser's bracket, where the top 5 go into the winner's bracket. Then out of the winner's bracket, the player who is the last standing out of that is going to win the daily and a spot in the final. They don't know that it's the final, but they are under the assumption that they are going to the final next. And then the loser's bracket will go, and the first person dropped in the loser's bracket will be eliminated. So the five players to go into the loser's bracket are Colleen goes to the loser's bracket, Emmanuel, Mariah, and Michelle and Olivia. So those five are going to the loser's bracket, while Berna, Corey, Jay, Narice, and James go to the winner's bracket. So in the winner's bracket, it comes down to Berna and James, two very different players, obviously, and the chain is completely different with one of them at the top. You assume James wins, Mariah is safe, and then Mariah will save Michelle, who saves Jay and that whole crew, and Berna is basically going in if she does not win this. But Berna, given her circus background, her acrobatic background, she feels very much at home in this daily, and she's going to beat James here. She's going to win the daily, her fifth daily win of the season, more than anybody on the squad. What are your thoughts on Berna winning this daily?
I gotta give kudos to James. I had no if you were to do a bet before the challenge started on who the top two would be, James would be like last on my list. I just did not think that he was coordinated enough to do something like this, and I'm impressed that he even made it to the top two. Now when it comes to Berna, JB, I'm gonna be honest, I let it slide for like the past few episodes or like the past like half the season. I haven't made a comment on it after, especially like that one challenge where like they were physical with each other. Berna, you do not need to show your ass crack with every single challenge. I get it because you're a dancer and all that stuff. You sure you had an impressive performance this time around, but like, my God, you do not need to like rock a wedgie the entire challenge for every single round. Just keep it normal.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm fed up with it, JB. I'm fed up with it.
Fed up. Well, we only have two more episodes, so don't worry. Berna's going to win this daily, and it's going to have a lot of effects that we'll see later on. But before that, we have to figure out who is getting purged here at the final daily of the season. And with the five in the loser's bracket, we have Emmanuel and the four girls. Going into it, I really didn't think Emmanuel was going to lose. I really thought it was going to be one of the girls. Colleen, I thought, was a big candidate to go here. But Olivia also looked a little scary. But Michelle struggles immediately, and she loses her feet. And she kind of is just holding on to the rope with her arms. And ultimately, that wasn't enough for her to stay on, and she drops to her elimination. So Michelle is going to go out here. Big time to lose Michelle here. What are your thoughts on Michelle going out at this point in the game?
I mean, gosh, how sweet would it have been if like Emmanuel or Colleen would have went here? Like, it's so tragic that we lost Michelle. I think this is her best season by far, and it's really impressive, like just how well she ran this game. It's kind of a shame that we're losing her, especially because I think everyone really wanted to see like how she would do in a finale or like a final. But JB, like, I think we did our rankings last week. Go check it out if you don't remember. But I think we had Michelle pretty low, so even I don't think either of us really thought Michelle was gonna win if she made it to the finale. But what do you think about her?
Look, I am overall a fan of Michelle's. Have been since she first appeared on our screens. Before she was even on the challenge. I wasn't necessarily a huge fan of hers this season compared to her other seasons, but I am still a big fan of Michelle. But I will say this, if Michelle wasn't going to win, this was the right time for her to go, because what this did is it threw this entire round into, no pun intended, but chaos. It threw the entire round off, and it totally changed the outcome. Because likely what would have happened is Berna would have saved Michelle, I would assume. And then Michelle would have saved, Michelle would have kept Mariah and Olivia safe. It would have probably put Narice down there with, like, Emmanuel. I really think let's play this out. Let's play this out. Berna wins the daily. Michelle is safe. Let's assume Mariah is the one to go, because it looked like Mariah was going to be the next one down had they continued that round. So Mariah is out. I'd imagine that means James definitely goes into elimination. So it would be Berna would save Michelle, who saves Olivia. Right? We're thinking that?
Ooh, I mean, it's tough. I actually think Michelle saves Berna. What do you think about that?
Berna saves Michelle.
Oh, sorry, my bad. My bad.
Berna wins the daily.
My bad. I mistook. But yeah, I think at that point, yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right.
Like, I mean, does she like blow Colleen off?
Yeah, I think so. Because I don't think Colleen is like high on Michelle's list whatsoever. I think Colleen is saved mostly through her relationship with like Corey and Berna. But I think otherwise, like
maybe,
I don't think
maybe
she's
it
high
comes
on
back
the,
to Corey, and then Corey saves Colleen.
Yeah, it's really tough.
So okay, so because yeah, Berna has got a lot of people that she wants to save here. She wants to save Emmanuel. She wants to save Colleen. She wants to save Corey. She wants to save Michelle. But I feel like Michelle would definitely have been saved. Like I really have a hard time seeing Berna say no to Michelle at this point. So this is just like for the sake of doing the exercise. Berna saves Michelle, who saves Jay. Jay saves Emmanuel probably, and then Emmanuel saves Colleen. Colleen saves Corey.
And then yeah, I could Corey see that. Either that or vice versa, where like Emmanuel chooses Corey and then Corey chooses Colleen. I don't think it really matters.
Yeah. So okay. So yeah, Berna saves Michelle, who saves Jay. Jay saves Emmanuel. Emmanuel saves Colleen. Colleen saves Corey, and then Corey saves Olivia. That sends Jay and Nerys and that would be it. Corey would be the last one. Yeah.
Here's an idea. So, like, what do you think at that point when it gets to Emmanuel, he might pick James? So he might pick Jay.
Emmanuel may pick Jay, but I think Emmanuel would. But I think Michelle picks Jay, and then Jay picks Emmanuel, and then Emmanuel saves Colleen, and then the sixth person saved is Corey. So that would put. That would put Nerys, James, and Olivia in the elimination anyway. So it wouldn't have really mattered, I guess. Like that's kind of what we're thinking here. So maybe it didn't change a whole lot of what the elimination was. I mean, we're assuming though that Mariah would have been the one to go. It would have been interesting to see both Mariah and James there at the end with like Olivia gone, and see if, you know, that would have changed things. Maybe Mariah goes down into elimination instead. But maybe, I guess not. Maybe Berna winning this and Michelle going doesn't change a whole lot here. But what does change is, you know, we go back to the house and, you know, there's talk about where we're going to see Jay fall into this chain, this specific chain. And it seems like Jay is going to be the last to pick. Based on, you know, what's going to happen before him. And he's got to decide between Nerys and Olivia and Mariah. Basically, three people that have been pretty close to him in this game, all of Michelle's closest allies that he's got to choose between, because Berna is going to choose the not as connected side of the house with Corey, Colleen, and Emmanuel. Emmanuel's going to save Jay, and then that leaves to one of the girls staying. And it seems like Jay is going to save Nerys, because Jay was, you know, adamant about he wanted to protect Nerys last week, and, you know, now this is an opportunity, Naveed, for him to follow through on that and save Nerys.
Yeah, but then what happened is that he came up with like a gajillion different excuses and been like, oh, you know, Berna told me this, so like we're through it. It's like, come on, Jay, just be honest, just say that. Listen, like, we haven't been on the same side this whole season. Like it's over. I think he just really wanted to keep that relationship with Nerys going outside of the game and was just trying to keep that friendship alive. But at some point, like, you just gotta realize that you've sent her man home, you sent one of her best friends home, and you're not friends anymore at this point.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say the whole season. Granted, it has been a long time since we saw the Fantastic Four Alliance. But that's kind of really, you know, Nerys was part of that. And there was originally a point in the game where, you know, it was Nerys, Asaf, Jay, and Michelle as, like, the core group. And I really think that the Asaf vote right before the end of the conquest portion of the game, that really changed things for Jay. Because what that did, like, Nerys forcing that stalemate, choosing to go, like, to save Horacio and Kylan in that moment, that moment really put things in perspective for him and really showed him that Nerys wasn't really on his side. And, you know, so, like, I don't, like, and the thing is, like, Colleen is going to talk to Jay about, you know, oh, like, Nerys was willing to throw you in 2 weeks ago, and whether or not that was true or not, it was said. Like, they went back to the clip, they showed everything in the clip. Colleen uses that as, you know, ammo for her. I don't necessarily know if, like, she needs it and she needs to share it, because unless she really wants Nerys out, and that to me is what that reads, is Colleen wants Nerys out because Colleen is threatened by Nerys.
I mean, I would be threatened too. Nerys is 10 times the player Colleen will ever be. Girl, bye. Like,
I mean, but at this point, like, at this point, it's about Colleen trying to get Jay to pick Mariah instead of Nerys. It has nothing to do with her in the game. It's really, oh, who do I want to face in a final, Mariah or Nerys? And I would agree. I would rather face Mariah than Nerys myself.
I mean, I will say this. At this point, it's Colleen trying to grasp at straws as to why she should be called back next season. Girl, bye.
I'm going to be honest, Naveed. I like this move from Colleen. I really think that this was the right decision for her. You know, this was the whole season. Like, Verna, Colleen, Corey, Emmanuel, like, they were all on the outs for, like, the entire chaos portion of the game. And now they finally have a chance at control, because this is the first time any of them have won a daily in the conquest portion of the game. And they get to dictate who is going down there. And yeah, I don't blame Colleen for wanting Nerys in there. Nerys just beat Horacio and Kylan. Like, why wouldn't you want her out, you know?
I mean, it's just so frustrating because you have a lot of these folks who are in the middle, right? Like Emmanuel, Horacio, formerly Ed. Corey, like, that's not Horacio, it's Colleen. What am I saying? Anyway, these people who are right in the middle, it's just frustrating because they're doing such a good job at right in the middle. Like, is it a good, you know, move by Colleen? Sure. Like, is it like a strong social gameplay from Emmanuel all season? Sure. But it's just boring. And I don't really want to see it. I know that strategically, it's like the best move for their game and all that stuff, but I'm just fed up with it. They don't bring the drama. Like Corey does, who, by the way, I love Corey, and he's one of the only people in the middle who I would be happy to see come back. All these other people, like Emmanuel, Colin, they just suck, in my opinion. Like, they're just not fun, and I'm just excited for the next season where I won't have to see their faces.
I mean, who knows? What if one of them wins?
God, that would be... I mean, you know what's the crazy part about all this? It's really shaping up to be an Emmanuel win based off the edit, because somehow we went from Michelle and Jay being like the dynamic duo to now it's Jay and Emmanuel? Like, a question mark? Like, make it make sense, JB. Like, it doesn't really make sense.
You bring up a very good point there. Honestly, I think Emmanuel or Jay is probably the favorite going into the final with Nerys as the top three. I think we talked a little bit last week about how we think those three are probably strong candidates, but also, like, I also want to point out, like, this was a really good episode for Corey as well. You know, he really was seen as, like, his evolution throughout the game has been pretty interesting, if I would say so. You know, he started off kind of on the bottom. You know, a lot of people didn't really think he should be there, but then he's winning dailies, but he gets on the wrong side of the whole Melissa Big T fight, but once those two are gone, he never once, you know, saw anything close to the bottom. No one even considered him as an option to go in. And on top of that, he's maintained really good relationships with everybody left in the game. And honestly, at this point for Corey, like he's done well in the missions. He's done well, you know, overall in the game. He's not like a nobody in this final. I really think that we'd be silly to discredit Corey from a potential win right here. Honestly, I think you can make an argument for any of the six to or any of the seven to win, except for Colleen.
Yeah, like
maybe Mariah. I think there's a case for Berna. I think there's a case for Corey. I think there's a case for Emmanuel, for Jay, obviously for Norris. Mariah, not as much. Also with Mariah too. Good episode for Mariah, all things considered. Obviously she loses James, but the fact that Jay chooses Mariah over Norris is crazy to me. But do we give Mariah credit here?
Absolutely. I think we gave her her flowers last episode too, the way that she was able to even maneuver her way to getting picked by Olivia. Mariah's a gamer, and it's actually really impressive to see like how far she's come this entire season. Like I think Berna even prioritizes Mariah over a lot of people. It's something to behold. I just want to also get back to Corey real quick. Corey is like his evolution has been incredible this whole entire season because, like you say, he started from the bottom, but he really picked up his game and he just has a sense for what's good TV, what's good strategy, and how to like you know make the subtle moves to get things to go your way. Someone else does this really well, and that's Emmanuel. But unfortunately, he's boring as fuck. This man was trying to be confrontational to Norris and was stuttering the whole entire way. Did you peep that, JB? Like it was very sad.
Norris, you're doing too much now.
It's like, shut up, Emmanuel. Go back to sucking Jay's dick. Shut the fuck up. Oh we wanted God. To hear from you.
I can sense, Naveed, that you're not an Emmanuel fan.
Don't even get me started on the end of the episode. We'll get to that point, but we'll get to that.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so we're going to see the chain as follows. Berna is going to choose Corey, who chooses Colleen, who chooses Emmanuel, who chooses Jay, and Jay is going to choose Mariah. And again, TJ meddling in the politics of the game. You can go, Jay, you were crying for her last week. You're not even going to pick her this week? What the hell is that?
I can't even tell you the last time TJ has been this involved in like the decisions and like calling people out like this. You can so tell that Norris is like by far his favorite challenger in a long, long time. He is defending Norris at every single the round table.
Yeah, and every elimination, just like, let's go, Norris. There's more oomph in his voice.
Yeah, he's also excited.
Yeah. So, yeah, Norris is going to go into the elimination with James and Olivia. And it is, I mean, pretty simple. Norris is going to, you know, stomp over both of them. Not even close.
Just smokes them. Like, made it look easy. I got to say, like, you know, Norris is making a case for, like, greatest female challenger of all time and is not making a case for Mount Rushmore of challengers already in one season. I have such a stand for Norris this episode.
I would pause before.
Evelyn who? Laurel who?
Let's also get this right, too. So going into this, you know, I love how the whole season we went into this. Oh, if you're going to be the best, you have to beat the best. Out of the seven people left in the game, only one of them has gone into an elimination. That was Norris. And that was only in the last 2 weeks. Out of all of them, how many of them had to go against a champ in the elimination? Zero. None of these people have beat the best. So they cannot be the best, Naveed.
It's wrong. It's quite crazy. I mean, like, do we really need to see, like, these guys play in a puzzle or something again? Like, against, like, I don't know. Zach or something like that, or Bananas. I don't think we need to see that, but it is quite ironic. You are right.
I think winner or not, though, Norris is like the one person out of this group of seven that can definitely have some staying power beyond this season. I also think that, you know, I mean, but also people have, you know, made their mark this season. Like Mariah has made an impact. And I think that she'll be a part of 40 in future challenges. I think Jay is a good villain to have. And I also think that he kind of had to operate from a villain at this point in the season. Because I do think that Jay was given a lot of cards in the game compared to most players. He had a lot of friends in there. He had the most experience, I think, out of anybody in there as well. So, like, the cards were stacked for Jay to make the final. So I do think that Jay is a multiple season guy after this as well. But maybe Corey as well. I don't know if Berna, Colleen, and Emmanuel will see much time beyond this season. Maybe if one of them win. Berna probably out of those three is the most likely. But I don't know if Colleen or Emmanuel will make another appearance after this season. I don't feel like there's a need to see them. But I feel like with Nerys, win or lose, you know, she has really made an impact, and she is probably one of the top females now, I would say.
Yeah, I just want to say that with Berna, I think the fear for MTV is that sooner or later, with the way that she, you know, rides her wedgie, they're going to have to start putting, like, blurry white boxes around her. So that's probably why, for saving time for the editing team, they might not bring her back for future seasons.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe give her a season off. I don't know. We'll see. It does seem like there is, you know, 40, they're trying to plan something big for 40. We'll see how that goes. But we still got this final for 39. Coming up, and you know, there's seven of them left. Very interesting number for the final. It's going to be over two episodes, and there's going to be three phases, just like the game. So maybe it'll be like, oh, one person's eliminated here, one person's eliminated there, and then they kind of, you know, go with the last four or five. I'm not too sure exactly how that's going to go. But let's do your power rankings again. Let's do our power rankings again for this final, just to kind of see where we're at. I think you and I can both agree that Colleen is 7.
100%. Okay. For me, my list doesn't really entirely change in general. I mean, like, I think the top three, we both still had it as what? It was Jay, Emmanuel, and, like, Nerys. But whereas, like, I had Nerys as number one, you had Nerys, I think, as number two. Is that correct?
Yeah. I'm gonna actually amend mine. I'm going to go, so Colleen is going to be 7 for me. Mariah is going to be 6. I think Berna is number 5 for me. I have a hard time seeing her do well with puzzles. Number 4 is going to be Emmanuel. I'm not too confident with Emmanuel as, like, an all-arounder. I honestly have Corey above Emmanuel. Corey is going to be number 3. I think I'm going to have Jay at number 2. And I'm having Nerys at number 1. I really think that these elimination wins that she has, you know, over these past 2 weeks have given her a whole lot of confidence. And not only that, but if it's going to be a one-person winner final, I think it's going to be a lot of what we've seen in the conquest portion of the game, where it's, you know, it's gender neutral. So it's not like there's not going to be a lot of physical, you know, challenges. So that would, you know, hurt Emmanuel's chances, probably hurt Corey's chances a little bit. A lot of running is what I think it's going to be. And I feel like that benefits Nerys and Jay more than it does Corey and Emmanuel. Not that Corey can't run, not that Berna can't run either. Clearly she has endurance as well. And Mariah as well, if we're going to be honest. But I feel like Nerys has the more total package of anybody left in the game. And I think I think a lot of what we're going to see in the final is what she had to deal with over the last two eliminations.
I hope you're right. I am praying that you're right, JB, because nothing would be more satisfying than a Nerys win. Unfortunately, though, I'm just really, really worried about this Emmanuel edit. Like, out of everyone to complain and bitch about Nerys's, like, over-the-top, you know, yelling and whatever at the end of the episode, they chose Emmanuel to give a half-assed confessional where he was like, you know, she's being, it's like, shut up, Emmanuel, you suck.
Well, I feel like at the end of the day, like, you know, there was that end of the episode with Nerys as, like, that fan cam edit, like, with the music playing in the background and her walking into the club, like, that to me was like that's a winner edit if I ever saw one.
That's true. You're not wrong. It's just so weird how they're fixating a bit too much on Emmanuel this late in the game.
Maybe Emmanuel maybe Emmanuel and Nerys are the last two.
Something like that. We'll see.
I could see that. And the thing with, like, Emmanuel, like, a winner's edit for someone like Emmanuel is just so weird because very little of the story has revolved around him. The only moments that were really, like, Emmanuel-centric were the stalemate at the end of Chaos, and then the time when he got, you know, voted in by the winners, and then he got saved by, again, the mace. So in that round, I think too, Emmanuel got voted in. It was Horacio, Kylan, and Big T. So all of them are gone now. So it's, I think that I don't know. Maybe Emmanuel. I have a hard time seeing Emmanuel flop in the final. I don't think it's gonna happen.
Yeah, I'm terrified because Emmanuel might be like the worst winner of all time with how boring he is. He is Jordan without all the personality. It's really a shame.
You would have him as the worst winner over, like Jenny West, over Casey.
Yeah, I think so. Jenny West is badass. Oh, you're right, Casey. God, it's just so rough.
That's who Emmanuel is. Emmanuel is a male Casey.
That's a perfect comparison. And like, I thought that you couldn't get more like male version of Casey than Kenny, but you are right. It is Emmanuel.
That is what Casey, and look, Casey's very good at the game. Nobody wants to touch Casey in elimination. Nobody is really wanted to touch Emmanuel in elimination either. So, yeah, I would say that is a very good person to compare to.
Give yourself a pat on the back, JB.
I'm going to pat myself on the back for that one. Thank you, Naveed. But yeah, that's going to really be it. Unless you have anything else to add, I feel like this is a good place to sign off.
Yeah, we can sign off. I mean, I'm excited for the finale. It seems like it's going to be based on the three seasons or four seasons or whatever the fuck TJ said. So I'm excited to see like how they do that. It seems like a lot of rope is involved. I don't know.
That will help Jay.
You are right. So we'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it goes. And we'll be back here again. It seems like it's going to be a two-week final, so we'll be talking here again next week to talk about the first part of the final, the second part of the final, and then we have our two-week reunion, and we'll be talking about the reunion as well. So, again, be sure to like, comment, subscribe, wherever you get your podcasts for all things Reality Daily, and we'll catch you next week where we're hopefully one step closer to a Nerys victory. Fingers crossed, y'all.